We the Kingdom and Child of Love on WLJN. Well, on the phone with me is Katie Trent, and she is the author of a fantastic book called Recipes for a Sweet Child. Katie, I asked you during the break, what was the impetus for you to write the book? Why did you come up with this particular book where included devotionals and recipes?
I worked as a counselor for many, many years, and just what I saw with kids and families, I knew that I needed strategies to help my own kids. And so this was a combination of kind of all those years of ministry and counseling experience for an easy guide for families to connect in fun and meaningful and memorable ways to overcome most of life's challenges in a biblical way.
Yeah, and I love it that you were able to develop these devotionals and wrapped it around these recipes. What was it that triggered that idea to do that?
I love to bake, and it's something that I did even with my own mom when I was younger. And I find my kids, I have their full attention when we're in the kitchen. So we started having these beautiful, wonderful conversations, and I realized there was something to that, that we could teach them principles that they'd remember when we were doing something meaningful together. And I can't cook to save my life, but I sure love to bake. And so that was kind of what inspired that.
So there's a lot of recipes in the book, and each recipe comes with a devotional. I asked you to come up with three. What's the first one you picked out?
The first one I picked is anxiety and worry from chapter 8.
Yeah, and that's something that's pretty much inherent with most of us, right? So tell
Absolutely.
Me how that relates.
We've seen a huge increase.
Yeah. How does that relate to the theme of the book? I mean, when you chose those particular devotionals, how did you come up with that particular one?
Yeah, well, I went through and said, what are the most common emotional, behavioral, and relational issues that all of our kids face? And I just started making a list. And that was, of course, one of the number one things that came to mind for emotional struggles. And so I just looked at how can we teach our kids that the Bible has a solution for every problem they face. And I just went issue by issue and read through the Bible and searched out scripture and said, how can I teach my kids this in a very practical and tangible way?
Again, the book is called Recipes for a Sweet Child, and it's a creative Bible-based book that has activities to help your family thrive. And it's directed to parents with children and getting the kids involved in a particular cooking experience and relating to them with a Bible study. And all those Bible studies, I believe, are relatable for the kids as well. So we'll be back with Katie Trent with more of this book called Recipes for a Sweet Child. We're also going to be giving away that book sometime this morning. WLJN, bringing hope and impacting lives. Pete Lathrop with you. And I'm going to be back on the phone with Katie Trent, who's the author of the book called Recipes for a Sweet Child. Creative Bible-based activities are included in this book, along with all the beautiful recipes. I'm telling you, it is a well-done book with the beautiful pictures in it and the creative Bible studies that are good for the entire family. She's going to be back with me in about 3 minutes with more of her book, Recipes for a Sweet Child. We're going to be giving that book away sometime this morning, too, so be with me here on the Pete of the Morning Show. Here's Crowder. WLJN, bringing hope and impacting lives. On the phone with me is Katie Trent. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
You are the author of the book called Recipes for a Sweet Child. I am absolutely blown away by this book. It's got, 36 baking devotions for the whole family. And in it, it is a beautifully colorful, full of pictures. These particular recipes bring with them these devotionals. What one you'd like to highlight this hour?
Yeah, we're talking about anxiety and worry.
Yeah, and that's not a strange thing to any of us, right? We all deal with that.
Exactly, in some degree or another. And so this walks you through what it is, kind of symptoms to look for in your kids, and kind of how to normalize it and support them. It offers a parent's prayer so that you can pray for your kids. And then what I call a teachable moment, and this one has three different strategies that you can use in helping your kids to overcome fear and anxiety and worry. And my favorite of that is the sword of the spirit, and just teaching our kids how powerful God's word is and how we can use it to combat those worries and fears as we're going. We provide lots of scriptures and things for them, and a great conversation connection, because asking the right questions can really lead to a beautiful and enriching discussion. So we throw that in there so that you can be guided in that. We have a fun family activity, because if you're making beautiful memories together, then the lessons that you're teaching your kids are sure to stick. And so our family fun, you're actually playing a game and you're looking at things like David and Goliath or some of the biblical characters and how they overcame fear and worry and how they rose to that occasion. And then I provide a little thing called a baking buddy, which is a little script that you can read to your kids as you're in the kitchen together, talking about that problem and how to overcome it. And then for anxiety and worry, you get to make worry-free funnel cakes, which everybody loves funnel cakes, and this is super simple and delicious and a great way to remember not to worry, but to put your trust in God.
Right. Right. And I just love it because I think that for the most part, kids love to make food with their moms or their dads. It's a fun activity. I don't know of any kids that really wouldn't want to join in on making a meal or a dessert. And so you've already wrapped their attention in the kitchen. But what's great about it is you can transition into the devotional time. And so you've already got their attention in the kitchen cooking together. Then you get to sit down and you have a quick, wonderful Bible-based devotion. And it's geared so that the kids understand it. You know, it's called Recipes for a Sweet Child. Katie Trent is the author, and she's with me this morning. We're also going to be giving away this book sometime this morning. So stay with me here on the Pete in the Morning Show. We're going to go down to some more music as we listen in from Wren Collective this morning. And Hallelujah Anyway. It's Fred Walker this morning and Man on the Middle Cross. It's 7:39. Pete Lathrop with you on WLJN. Well, on the phone with me is Katie Trent. Katie is the author of the book called Recipes for a Sweet Child. I love that. It's going to get somebody's attention. It's creative Bible-based activities to help your family thrive and the great combination of devotions and recipes. In fact, 36 baking devotions for the whole family. I found that to be a very interesting subject. So, Katie, you've been with me for now about 45 minutes, and we've already gone through a couple of different things. But just recapping here, if you're just tuning in, this book is a great tool for the family. So in the kitchen, there's an awful lot of buzz in the kitchen, just about every household. Kids are coming in and out. They're wondering what's going on, what's cooking, and, you know, asking mom, can I help with this and that? Well, this particular book helps with that. So, Katie, I asked you to highlight a couple or a few different chapters. What one are we looking at today?
Yeah, now we're looking at whining and complaining, because that's something that we all struggle with. Not just our kids, but I know I am just as guilty of it at times as my kids are. And so just reminding us why God warns us not to complain. We look at Philippians 2:14, which says do everything without complaining and arguing. So you have a devotion talking about that, and you have a little prayer for parents to help in tackling this issue. And then teaching our kids how whining and complaining impacted the Israelites on their journey through the desert. So you walk through that with your kids, and you look at strategies for overcoming complaining. We look at Philippians 4:6-7 and talk with our kids about how to navigate those feelings when we're upset and to learn to ask God for what we need and to really pray and be thankful. We talk about how a grateful heart really combats that. There's some great questions so that you can dive deeper into conversation and get to the root of why we complain and how to overcome it. And then we play one of our family's favorite games around the dinner table, which is the grateful game. So we take turns talking about things that we're grateful for. There's some different ways you could do it. We do sometimes A to Z, where we all have to do one that starts with the next letter of the alphabet. And so it just helps you to really cultivate grateful hearts in your homes. And then the baking recipe is one of my favorites. It's called a grumble-free galette. And if you don't know what a galette is, don't worry. It's just a hand pie that's very rustic, so it doesn't have to be pretty. It's just pie crust kind of folded over your favorite fruit. And it's delicious and fun to make with your family. So that's a great way to just remind them, hey, no more grumbling and complaining.
You know, this genius that you're putting together these great recipes and then Bible-based activities and a devotional, all in one session. And we all know everybody likes to be in the kitchen, right? Everybody likes to have their hand in the pot, right? So this is great. It's going to hit on a lot of different places in your child's life and in your family's life. So you can have a recipe to cook, and you have a great devotional and a fun family activity all in one chapter. And you've got 36 chapters that offers in this book. So if you stay with me, we're going to be giving away this book sometime this morning. So stay with me on the Pete in the Morning Show. Let's go now to more music of Building 429 and Fear No More on WLJN's Pete in the Morning. WLJN bringing hope and impacting lives every day. Pete Lathrop with you. Certainly is a privilege to be with you every weekday morning here on the Pete of the Morning Show. With me on the phone is Katie Trent. She's written a book that I just love. It's called Recipes for a Sweet Child. And it's a creative Bible-based activities to help your family thrive while in the kitchen. I thought that is very creative, Katie. And I asked you to pick out a few chapters. So in the final one here, what is the chapter about?
Yeah, so in the relational issues, we're talking about peer pressure because that's something that all of our kids and ourselves have experienced. And so teaching our kids how to overcome that, I feel like, is so pivotal to their walk with Christ. So we talk about that from Proverbs 13:20, walk with the wise and become wise, associate with fools and get in trouble. And so we talk about different ways to do that. The teachable moment actually looks at three different people from the Bible. We look at Saul, Moses, and then David, and how they all navigated peer pressure. Some of them did very well, some of them not so well. And so teaching our kids in practical ways how to overcome peer pressure and why it's important. We have some great conversation connections. And then my favorite, and this is a delicious recipe, we talk about actually if you play with fire, you're going to get burned, that old adage. And so we teach our kids not to surround themselves with bad peers or make those choices with don't get burnt by peer pressure s'mores bars. And they are delicious.
That sounds good. I got a question, though. Is there an etymology or is there a way that you decide to go through with a particular chapter? Do you do the recipe first with the kids in the kitchen and then go to the devotional, or do you do it vice versa?
The great thing is it's so flexible, and you can actually break it out like over a period of a week or kind of go back and forth with the different activities. So it really depends on what your family's doing in that day. You can start with the recipe, and the little Baking Buddies conversation starter tells you exactly what to say and a scripture reference for how to connect that. You can actually even make the treat yourself and then sit down at the table with it. You know, if your kids are too young or maybe they're too cool to do the baking, whatever that is, you know, so you can tackle it that way and then have the conversation around the table. You can do the family activity separate or in the same day. So it's really flexible and it's meant to be quick and easy. I say I'm a Pinterest dropout. I'm not the super fun mom. I don't have tons of free time. So these are like pull off the shelf and go easy to do activities and recipes for your family.
I'm talking with Katie Trent, who is the author of Recipes for a Sweet Child, 36 baking devotions for the whole family. So you get to have time in the kitchen making the recipe. You can go sit down and eat the recipe, and then you can have a little devotional, which I think is absolutely awesome. And you also throw in there some activities that the kids and the whole family can get a part with. We're going to be giving away this book here now between the top now and the top of the hour. So stay with me here on the Pete in the Morning Show. And you know what, Katie, thank you for joining me this morning. Let's move along with some more music as we go to Mercy Me and Then Christ Came on WLJN's Pete in the Morning. Well, there was Then When Christ Came. That's Mercy Me this morning at 5 minutes before the hour. Pete Lathrop with you. Well, I am going to give away this book that was written by Katie Trent, and you've been hearing some of the conversations I had about it. It's called Recipes for a Sweet Child, Creative Bible-Based Activities to Help Your Family Thrive. I'm just very impressed with this. There are 36 baking devotions for the whole family. This is fun for the kids. It's fun for the moms and dads. Most importantly, it brings to the table a great biblical theme. And I'm going to give this book away. Caller number 5 at 231-946-1400. Again, 231-946-1400. And it's caller number 5 for this Recipes for a Sweet Child book written by Katie Trent. Well, we do have a winner on the line with me. Dennis is on the phone. Dennis, good morning. You're caller number 5.
Good Good morning, Pete.
So we have this book called Recipes for a Sweet Child by Katie Trent. 36 baking devotions for the whole family. I love it. So you had mentioned to me when I answered the phone with your call that you have some plans for that, don't you?
Yes, I do. I have a daughter who has three foster kids.
Oh, wow.
5, 6, and 8-year-old.
Oh, wow.
And they're needing to have some devotion.
Yes. Well, all right. We will have this book waiting with your name on it here at the station. Do you know where we are?
Yes, I do.
All right. Yep. Well, we'll be shaking your hand and giving you a book sometime. The offices are open till 5 o'clock, so I hope to see you sometime this afternoon.
All right. Thanks, Pete.
Thank you. All right. Very good. That's great to know as we'll be talking and wrapping things up with Katie Trent here after the top of the hour. Well, on the phone with me is Katie Trent, the author of the book that we've been talking about for the last hour. Katie, thank you for joining me this morning. It's been good talking with you.
It's been my pleasure. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. And so a fine gentleman was the right caller, and he's going to be taking that home to his family. So God bless you, Katie, and hope to talk to you sometime soon or maybe sometime in the near future with another book that you have written. And God bless you.
Thank you so much.
All right. More music now as Elevation Worship comes your way next in Trust in God.